do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to? Let me reread that and leave. Let me reread that and leave out that second pronoun I there. All right. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of your race? All right. Now, do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know of some.
All right. Give me one or two, please.
Well, white trash, they refer to sometimes.
All right. Another? I think I have another. If that will suffice, okay.
Well, I will be on
that. Okay. All right. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son callously broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Angry.
Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really what?
Tired.
All right, now. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school? The little boy what? Sick at school today.
Became ill.
Right. If a person has a sick feeling down here in the stomach, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
In his stomach, all right. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? If some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom, do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Well, that's the old scratch.
I'm sorry.
Old scratch.
When I hear the word scratch, it reminds me of a story, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, which characters by that name. All right. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you get a very heavy suitcase, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far?
Yeah.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?